Blog Talk Radio.
A'udhu billahi min shaitani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Rahmanir Rahim Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta 'alaihim. I will make dubi alayhim walidolin. I mean, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord, cherished and sustained of all the world. The merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, master of the day of judgment in which we now live. The alone we worship, from thine aid we seek. Allah, please show us the straight way, that we have those upon whom thou hast restored thy grace upon, those whose portion is not wrath, and those who go not astray. I mean, for those of you listening on the outside, because there's no one in the queue, welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Show, Message of Concern. Message of Concern, which is the removal of all images that portray divine from worship. Removal from our worship, all images that portray divine. Regardless to the complexion of the color of the clay it is made out of, or the image, or whatever that you have it on canvas is made out of, please remove it. That's what we're asking, just remove it. And we know that racism is the beginning of the prejudices and all of the discriminations and the beginning of different religions. So we want to pay attention to that. And we also know that there's only one creator of the heavens and the earth and all in between, creator of all systems of knowledge, known and unknown, seen and unseen. And Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the seal of the prophets and God's messenger and Allah's messenger. Message of Concern has another focus, a second focus, which is the psychological effect that the image has on the minds of the world's children. And it's sponsored by STEM School, Sister Clara Muhammad STEM School. S is for science, T is for technology, E is for engineering, and M is for math. And that, to me, is all in the Quran. It consists of all those things. All of those fields, titles, or types of knowledge. And we also have a co-sponsor, Brother Amin Muhammad, out of Los Angeles, California. We're grateful for sharing this Blog Talk Radio Show. I was going to speak on tonight. We got started late, and I do want to apologize, but emergencies do come up. And it was a health emergency, and we had to attend to that, which is very necessary. Because, well, don't need me going into it. Nobody cares about what it curtailed, but it's a health reason. So we ask at any time, if you have any questions or if you want to contribute or if you want to participate, just push 1 on your phone receiver. And you will be brought into the queue, and your mic will be open, and you can voice your opinion or ask your questions or contribute to whatever it is you want to contribute to, the message of concern, as well as the psychological effect that the image has on the minds of the world's children. Okay? I will wait for some others to come on before we start to speak on the topic that we want to emphasize and focus on tonight, which is Halloween, the next, what we consider recognition day for others. And it was for us, too, before we came into the knowledge of ourselves and had things explained to us and read better and read more in the Quran. So, please, just feel free to expound on whatever you want to expound on, talk about what you want to talk about in reference to Halloween or whatever else your subject may be, since it is later on in the day, which is here where I am, 20 after 8, and we do supposed to end at 9 o'clock. We may be allowed to go over a little bit due to the circumstances, which was emergency and necessary circumstance, okay, which do come up, you know, which do come up. So we want to apologize for that. But we are, like you said, want to speak on that topic. And I did apologize for the tardiness and for being late. But it was for health reasons and purposes, very necessary. You know, anytime you have to have somebody to drive you around, blurry vision and you just can't see like you're supposed to, but you have appointments you have to keep. And sometimes you don't know when they're going to get you out of those appointments, even though you get there on time. And sometimes you just don't know when you're going to be able to get out or walk-ins even. Sometimes you can go and they have so many people there to wait on you, but you don't know which one is going to see you next and how long they're going to take. So even though they have people who are eager to assist you and help you, you know, you still have to wait. Okay, so if anybody has anything to say, please let me know. And I was going to read something, but I can't read it due to blurry vision. So, any participation? Any information on Halloween that you would like to talk about? You can. And do what we usually do. We've already made prayer. We've already opened up in prayer. We've already talked about the topics, where, you know, what the topics are and their meaning. We've already gave the sponsors and what each letter of the stem means and stands for. We have introduced our sponsors and co-sponsors already. So now, as if it had just started, as if we had just opened. I've done my apologetic speech and the reason, you know. So, you know, want to make it a habit, then, you know, and that's just one of those things. We pray that there's understanding. Okay. Now, anybody have anything to say? If you want to talk about anything, then just push 1 on your phone receiver and you're brought into the cube and your mics will be open. And you'll be brought into the cube, rather, and your mics will be open and you'll be able to speak, to say what you want to say. I'm not do the best I can to try and leave what I can. I can't have to stop reading when it gets to be too much for me.
Nobody on me?
Yeah. Okay, I'm pulling it up now. Okay. We want to, I can't even find the reading. Okay, anyway. Okay, yes, okay. Got one stem on it, but I got see through it. Anyway, okay. Here's a little something. Halloween, definition of Halloween, October 31st, observed especially with dressing up in disguise, trick or treat. Okay. And displaying jack-o'-lanterns during the evening. That's what that says now. You don't need to hear about all that. We got definitions, got samples, you know, it's got examples, rather, of sentences used the Halloween. It's harvested nights, also is known as celebration of Halloween, and fall rolled into one will return once again concerning itself as a festival stable. This is named after the star. Okay. If anybody else would like to themselves have something to say about the definition of Halloween and what they think it to be, you know, then you can speak on it by pressing 1 on the receiver. Okay, here's Quran. Alhamdulillah. Word origin, modern, okay. Okay, it says word origins, the modern day Christians know the 1st of November, as all saints do in the Middle Ages. It was called All Hallow Day, All H-A-L-L-O-W Day. This was a hallowed or holy day celebrated in Harrow. Okay, celebrated in honor of all the saints in heaven. Since November 1st was a special holy day with a special name, the day before it had a special name as well. October 31st was called All Hallow Eve or All Hallow Even. The words Eve and Even were used both for the evening and the day before a special day. This name was sometimes written A-L-L-O-W and Hallow, A-L-L-O-W, or Hallow, Hallow, and then E-N, E, a capital E, apostrophe E-N, and later shortened to Halloween. Okay, let me let Sister Karan mention something to you. Then I'll come back and talk about the love words need even more definitions. Okay.
Assalamu alaikum. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. What I want to say about Halloween, I don't know. Did I ever tell you that story about what was happening at the masjid when they wanted to celebrate Halloween? And then I told them the story about how people started wishing me. I was reading the story how they start worshiping statues, you know, about how their children, that they was bowing down to the statue. They know they were missing their loved ones, so they carved statues and then they put them in front when they was praying. And then the children thought that they was, well, they didn't tell the children they was praying to Allah. So the children thought they was praying to the statues. So when they grew up, they started, you know, praying to statues. But I was telling the group like that because they was at this masjid because they wanted to have something for their children. You said, well, our children shouldn't have something, anyway, she was saying that it was good for the children. They want the children to have something so they won't be, like left out, you know, like that. Everybody's celebrating something, having a good time, and they're not. And then so they wanted to have a Halloween party. So I told them about that story right there. So they changed their mind. Okay. But I was told that Halloween was the devil's holiday.
Right.
That was the devil's holiday. You heard of that too? That's how I remember that.
Yeah,
I said
I've heard
it was
of
the devil's holiday.
Yeah, witches and goblins and all that kind of stuff. You're evil.
Right.
You see,
right. Right, and then mm-hmm. that's when, and then I, you know, and after that, I just knew right away that, you know,
mm-hmm.
I had no idea, it was just completely erased out of my mind. So that's what I told my mm-hmm. children. So we never did sell, I never let them celebrate any holiday except for Eid, for Ramadan and Eid al-Adha and Eid al-Fitr. That's the only holidays that, and that's the only holidays we are really obligated to celebrate. So that's the only, you know, I don't let them celebrate any other holidays but that.
That's good. Yeah, that's good. And
I can't even remember. Look, you know, I guess because we were so without, I told them that they don't ever have to give me a gift. You know, I said, you guys don't ever have to give me a gift. I said, if y'all just hang on to Islam and you know, hang and be a Muslim, I said that's the greatest gift that you could give to me. You know, so I'll worry them about Mother Days and all them days like that. And I just said to myself, I don't remember the last time I got a gift. But that was good. I was just thinking.
So you got a gift for Mother's Day.
I know Mother Day ain't corrupted, but I didn't put that shoe down about Mother Day ain't corrupted. I know, but I just didn't put that burden on them because, you know, I don't want them to feel guilty, you know, that I got nothing for my mom for Mother's Day, you know, like that, you know, and they don't have no money. So I told them, I said, as long as you hang on to Islam, that's the greatest gift that you could give to me. That I'll be satisfied with that.
Alhamdulillah. That's right. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Right, alhamdulillah. That's what I wanted to say.
But Brother Suja, I say, did he have something to say?
Yeah, he said we believe in all good. Daya said you have something to say.
I just want to say that we as Muslim, especially American Muslim, I think we had to be careful about what we done disciplining ourselves to, and dealing with the public, you know, and some of us thinking that the public should be doing what we doing, you know. Our religion
right.
is for us, it's for us, and if somebody see us doing something they like it, they'll pick it up. But now, if we get to the point where we overbearing with it, you know, with other people, other religion, condemning other people's religion, you know, according to ours, then we got a problem. That's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, alhamdulillah, because you'd be surprised how many non-Muslims that don't eat pork anymore.
Yeah,
they don't eat pork,
yeah,
but they don't know about the.
When I went to the eye doctor, that's what she was saying, that she didn't eat any pork anymore, you know, and that she has certain things she don't do, but she's not Muslim.
But it's in the Bible too. It's in the Bible that you shouldn't be eating pork.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
The hoof. They said it with the hoof, right? Split hoof.
That's
hoof,
right.
Something like that.
Leviticus 11:7.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when we were doing the first resurrection, they had a small booklet they had that they would pass out, or we could get it at bookstore, whatever, a dollar, something like that, about the hog, H-O-G, you know, and it had the pig on it, and it explained everything about the pig, you know, the hog, and why we shouldn't eat it, you know, due to that trick worm in it, and gets in the muscles and weakens your muscles, and a lot of people think we have arthritis or rheumatism or something like that, but it's because of the hog and the trick worm that it carries, it eats up in certain areas, you know, feast off your muscles, makes your muscles weak.
Alhamdulillah, you're right. And when that coronavirus first came out, that's one of the things that they have that closed down. That's one of them. Not all of them didn't close it down, but that's one of the things they closed down was the pork factory and the alcohol. Because it was in the alcohol and it was in the where the virus was at.
Okay.
And the law says you don't let alcohol pass your lips and don't eat the pork.
It's true. And the reason, and you can't tell the difference when you stop. You know, and maybe it might have been so good to you while you were eating it, and then you felt you didn't have anything else to eat, so that's what your parents fixed for you, or that's what you had to fix, and you've been used to it, all stuff like that. But then once your body is cleansed of it and you don't eat it anymore, you can tell the difference, the big difference. And I know it was probably just a hearsay or something that we could say to try to make it easier for people to try and to understand and look into it more. We would say that you start acting like the hog. You eat so much of it, you know, you're slow moving and you're slow thinking, and you know, you get fat and, you know, pick up weight, stuff like that, you know. But take on a different trait that the hog has itself. Cause high blood pressure. I remember somebody was saying he observed somebody eating some pork so much, some barbecue ribs, until blood was gushing out of their mouth, out of their nose, or something. They were still eating it or something. I think I remember hearing somebody at one time mention something like that. Oh, you did, Akbar? Oh, did you? What did you say about that?
I said, Brother Mumble, he kept eating. He kept eating it, but the blood came out of his mouth.
Oh, his pressure, running blood pressure up, and the brother's mother was not Muslim, you say? The mother was a Muslim. But how they end up barbecuing and eating pork?
Well, that's what he wanted to do.
Oh, that's what, but the mother was serving it too?
No, the mother was not serving.
Oh, he bought it. He bought it himself.
Guess what? I was looking at this. It already knew too anyway. But I was looking at this gangster movie. I like gangster movies. I always like the Untouchables. And so I was looking at this. But nothing like the Untouchables, because they just come in and shoot. They don't do no talking. Nah, this would be they talk before they start shooting. They just come in and shoot and take care of their business. So I was watching this movie, this crime movie, and then he wanted to marry this young lady, and then one of the guys, he had to go to the father, and he went to the father, and the father was Jewish. So he said, if you get married, you have to have, you know, a Jewish marriage, you know, wedding. And I said to myself, they're telling you.
Go ahead, Chris.
Oh, I said, now they're telling on themselves, because they're saying now that the gangsters, the people that, you know, 90% of the people that rule this of the United States of America are Jewish, and they are the one that's the gangsters. I said, wow. I said, they already told on us that they are the gangsters right there, the Jewish.
Well, they said the Italians, the Jewish, and the Irish are the ones who are behind all of that. A lot of them.
But you got to remember, Jewish is not a race. It's not a race.
No, Hebrew is a race, right?
Yeah. The Jewish is not a race, and these are Caucasian people. See, that like people got to understand. There's only four races. There's only four races. The rest of them is whatever you want to call them. But that's the one with the dark people with the kinky hair. Then they have the Indians, because the Pakistanians and the Native Indians, they really are the same people. They're the same. They go, that's the tribe. And then you have the Caucasians, and that's the Italians, and, you know, and all of them, you know, basically, you know, if they're Caucasian, they have African dark Italians too, but their race, but that's not their race though. And then they have the Caucasians, and then they have the one with the Africans with the kinky hair, the people with the kinky hair, that's our race. And then they have the dark race, and then they have the Natives, the Indians. You know, the Natives, that's the Indians and the Pakistanians, and that's all them. And then they have the Chinese and the Japanese. They are the same people. They just divided up. But they are the same people. They're the same race of people. So there's only four races right there.
Okay. Does anybody else have anything else to say about the Halloween? Mention anything about the Halloween, since it's on us, you know, well, end of next month. It's not the end yet of September yet, but that's the next recognition day that people of the pagans are worshiping, the 31st of October, which is Halloween. There's no recognition day in September except for what passed already, which was
majority of the people, the Christians now, a lot of the Christians now, they're waking up. A lot of them already know, they don't even, I don't know what they do for the holiday, but they don't, very seldom you see children out right now knocking on your door for a trick or treat. And I think it's because when people be putting, since it's a Satan holiday, so they put, you know, like poison in the candy. You know how they do all that razor blade and the candy. So that's part of the because that's their nationality. And then so it's so dangerous now out there. So they really don't go and knock on the doors like they used to. You know, they don't do that anymore. So I think right now they just basically look like they might have a party, throw a party for the children and have candy and stuff around like that. I think that's what some of them do, but a lot of them now. The Christians a lot, and I have to give them credit. A lot of them now, they don't believe that Jesus is God. They still think, they say Jesus is the Son of God, but a lot of them don't believe that Jesus is God, and a lot of them don't celebrate Christmas and Easter, and that's great. The only thing we have to work on now is that Jesus is the Son of God. That's the other trick. That's the other trick right there. So a lot of them, they're not doing the holidays like they used to. You know, they still do Thanksgiving. And a lot of them don't even do Christmas anymore. Like they don't do it no more like they used to. The children. So this is, that's the children. They're growing up because they're hearing the truth about Islam, you know. They're hearing the truth. And I came to the conclusion that when I was growing up, I said, you know, in the area that we was living at, the community we was living in, they was practicing Judaism. And I didn't know that because we didn't have, I don't even think we had a Bible that had the New Testament in it, the New Testament. It was only the Old Testament. I remember we always studied the Old Testament, and we had to learn the Ten Commandments. And we could not smoke, drink, do drugs, you know. We couldn't wear, when we got 12 years old, we had to wear stockings and heels and a hat on our head when we go to church. And I never heard them say Jesus was God. They didn't say that down here during that time. Only time I heard when I came back, and then in 75, when Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that, when Elijah Muhammad, you know, started saying that, when Elijah Muhammad said that there's only one God. But anyway, they didn't say that down here. I remember that so well.
Alhamdulillah.
And I remember the time that every time, I don't know what was going on in New Orleans, But I remember the time that when we, every time we had a hurricane, it went over Baton Rouge Parish or around, we'd be in the center of it. And that was so beautiful and quiet, too, because the birds don't, you'll know because you don't hear no birds singing, you know, like that. And I remember that so good. And then it'll go over to, they'll go over to Texas and hit and tear up Texas. So I said, we must be doing something right. Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, they got all kind of stuff nowadays. Okay. But people are not, like you said, people are not so up on all that stuff nowadays like they used to. They don't even pay those days no attention. They really don't. Even the children nowadays, they realize that the toys come from their parents and not from some other person. That Caucasian man that's coming down the chimney and parking the reindeers on top of the house with a chimney. People, chimneys, don't even have chimneys no more. And don't have stuff like that.
And,
so they wreck people.
And look, Gaia, I was talking to this 7-year-old, my brother's 7-year-old granddaughter, and she was talking about, you know, we were talking about the holidays, you know, like that. And she said, and this is what she told me, and I'll never forget, I still laugh. She said, I know that Christmas and Easter is not real. She said she actually knows that it's not real, but she just wants her toys. She said she just wants her toys.
She just
want
her toys, huh? She don't care about whether it's real or not.
She said, I just want my toys. I know it's not real. And she said, and she knows when she get older, she'll think different too, but right now she just wants her toys. I thought that was so funny. I said, go, girl.
Well, at least she had a feeling that she could at least share with them what she felt. I understand what y'all are saying, but right now, the main event of the whole thing is my toys. Right. Yeah, and they would think like that. They would think like that, the child would. And that was good that she had an understanding like that. A lot of children don't. A lot of children don't have that kind of understanding. And that's what's missing, the understanding of it. But once they get an understanding of it and they know what it's all about, you know, it's not for a real nothing like that. And you have to buy toys. You know, they don't get them the way they say they don't get them the way they say they get them. It's a whole different way. You go to the store, you buy them and bring them home to them. That's the way you get them.
In Louisiana, during the Christmas time, I know when I was growing up, they had all kind. They always have Christmas trees and Christmas. You know, I didn't see no Christmas trees. I mean, there was no Christmas lights on this. There was no Christmas lights last year.
Yeah, they used to have the lights and everything, and they go around and people would win whoever had the beautiful sight or the beautiful lights, the most beautiful lights. I remember when they had those kind of things too.
They had a contest. They had a contest like that too.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
My daddy won. He had the reindeers on top of the house. He had the light bulbs all around the house like that. Mm-hmm. And then he even had every now and then the Christmas song was sang. He had all that.
Yeah.
And he won that contest.
Oh,
and people could come by, pass by in their car at night and, you know, especially during Christmas Eve. And about 5 days for Christmas, just come around and just see, you know, just see the lights.
Because I'm a victim of that myself. Because I used to love beautiful lights, the beautiful lights and the beautiful decorations to be outside a person's house. I used to love to see those when I was young, growing up. Didn't know anything about Elder Islam. I never even heard.
I still have some of those lights, and they said doing it, those lights up, you know, doing it, yeah.
That's right.
because they said lights are just, they're just lights. They're not representing, you know, they're just really lights.
Mm-hmm. So I know there was some places when you were
laughing. That's another Shuja laugh. That's another trick, Shuja. He laughed. I mean, he just laughed. He just think it's so funny. You can't help it.
You know, we were on Hajj, and believe it or not, a lot of those areas we went in over there had Christmas tree lights around those stores and stuff, you know. So that was for decorations for them. And all in the Air Jordan, where we took off from here to go on our journey starting there, and they had liquor and they had lights and they had music, all that stuff, a lot of stuff, certain parts of the airport.
But you know what kept coming in my mind today, Daya? I know, and it just popped, and it come, every now and then it'll pop up in my mind. I told you I went into this Muslim store, and I looked behind the meat. Well, I ain't never seen a half a hog. This pig, this thing was taller than it was taller than me, and they had it on the you know the thing that they have it on the little sling in it. You know the thing that they have it on the hook.
Uh-huh.
And I said to myself, and these Muslim brothers, you know, they was having a store, and I said to myself, I'm going to sit here and see if they're going to go back there and touch that hog. I ain't never seen a half a hog before in my life. and that's a sight to see.
Yeah, I bet it is.
It was half where he had the legs, you know, the legs and everything was just cut like somebody just cut it, completely split down the middle.
Oh.
I ain't never seen nothing like it.
Wow. Must have been a sight to see.
That's right. It was a sight to see. I just had to wait and see if the brother's going to go back and touch it.
Did you see him go back and touch it?
I don't know, but the Negro called him back there. But I don't think she went behind the counter because I was so looking, but I ain't never seen nothing like it. I say, wow.
Well, let me see. If anybody else wants to say anything, just push one on your receiver and you'll be brought into the queue and your mic will be open. We're still discussing the Halloween and, you know, to try to discuss whatever month it is. It's got to supposed to be one of the recognition days, pagan worshippers. Then we want to expound on that to clarify the way Muslims, what Muslims' education is about that particular day being a holiday and just how we take it or accept it.
They don't advertise it like they used to. It's almost right around the corner. They don't advertise like they used to, and the people don't celebrate it like they used to. They know that it's not they just know now. And then they know that it's the devil's holiday. That's what they do. They know that now. And then, like I said, it's too dangerous. So people don't even, they might have just scratched that one off after a while.
Absolutely. Yeah, people don't think about that anymore, don't care about that no more. We got a good one coming up. We know that. That's going to be in November and December. When we're going to start talking about the food in November and then the gifts and the toys in December. So we should have good conversations going on about those two. I know. I can just imagine it right up here that way.
I know one time a sister, this brother, he married this Muslim sister. And he said his biggest problem was that she put up a Christmas tree. And I said, well, and she said she put up a Christmas tree, B.C., because of her children. What a lot of Muslim sisters fail to understand is that you don't supposed to do that. You don't supposed to, how are you going to, you don't supposed to give your children falsehood. That only makes them weak. It don't make them strong. It makes them weak.
Yeah, it's just a weak excuse, too, on the parents' part to even put it like that, because the child can't enjoy it and can't even think of it being special time if they don't let them, if the parents don't show them that. So it's like they give them gifts and things at Christmas or toys and things, and stop giving it, give it to them any time of the year. Give your child a toy any time
of the year. That's
right. You know? So it doesn't have to be on that particular day. And as long as that child knows that and understands that, then parents shouldn't just say, oh, well, this is Christmas. This is the time everybody expects you to have toys. You see other children with them, your schoolmates and all, and, you know, so you just give them one or two. No, you know, you don't do that. No, you don't do that. That means you're still upholding something that's not true. You're not letting your children know the truth about it.
But I want to say one thing we need to, and I say I'm going to call mine and tell my children, too. One thing we need to start doing is teaching our children how to fast. Fasting, like especially if they don't feel good and then they get sick, you know, like that. Teach them how to fast. Fasting is good for them, and they don't know that. And see, because I think that we need to start teaching them about food, because now they have stated that all the food that basically that's in the store, especially these dollar stores and Dollar General stores like that, and some of these stores too, other stores, they have that drug up in there. They have that drug up in there, the one that stores. Yeah, they're putting it in all the food, and then that sugar, that's not real sugar, and then they have pork, and they have to read those labels. Those labels, that gristle, that G, that called gristling, that's pork. They need to start, and we need to start back teaching. And I'm going to call mine and tell them, too, that sometimes you need to fast. And sometimes you don't have to go all day if you don't want to. Sometimes you will say, well, I'm just going to eat breakfast, and I'm not going to eat until our dinner time comes, you know, until they start getting used to their body, getting used to that, you know, and stay away and start teaching them how to start cooking your own sweets, because they're not using real sugar, and that's why you keep getting sick. I said, I'm just saying, I mean, we, and you could keep getting sick because you're not feeling good because you're eating that bad food, and that's not sugar.
That's true.
And we need to start letting them know, teaching them how to cook. You know, I was talking, I was telling my husband, I said, you know, I said, boy, it was a custom to us to have sweet potato pie, popcorn balls, and a pecan candy. That was one of our sweets right there. Somebody's going to be always selling pecan candy. And you'll buy it because you know pecan candy was good. And somebody was always selling popcorn balls, you know, and sweet potato pies. I mean, and use the real sweet potatoes. And not the sweet potatoes in the can.
Right. Okay, that's true. Now we have some others who have come on. 478. I'm trying to remember who that 478. What area is that in? No, it's not in Valdosta. Not down there in Georgia, where my brother Muhammad Hajar Lala is. Anyway, well, if you have anything to say, wherever you are, if you're new, just coming on, we won't be on for long. We've got about what they say. I think it says 60 seconds or something like that, but just 10 seconds, okay? Just push 1 on your phone receiver, and you will be brought into the queue. Your mic will be open, and you can speak your concern or share something with us. Whatever you were like, okay, I'm going to let this person in. So be recognized now. Okay, your mic should be opening soon because you state your name and where you're calling from. 478, area code is 7880, last 4. Go ahead.
Assalamualaikum,
Hajar Lala. Yes, so many phones. You got so many pictures.
You ain't with that squad, are you?
Okay.
Alhamdulillah.
You know what I wanted to... I'm doing okay, alhamdulillah. I just wanted to mention this briefly, that, you know, McDonald's is known to have pork in their products. So my 6-year-old grandson, he said, when I told him, I said, well, you know, you have to be careful with them French fries. I know they're delicious, but they also have pork in them. His eyes got so wide. He said, oh, I am not going to McDonald's anymore. I am going to tell everybody about that. I said, yeah, that's a good thing. You know, because, you know, children look up here and see that big M. Oh, let's go to McDonald's. They got, you know, gifts and that. And I said, no, McDonald's, we have to, it's off limits for us Muslims. You know, he went with it. He said he was okay with it. You know, I expect him to, you know, have another response, but he was with it. He said, oh, he said, Jetta, he said, I'm not going back in there no more. And I'm going to let everybody know about that, his classmates and everything. And so I said, that's good, grandson. I said,
that's good, grandson.
Yes. And also, we should stop, if we are using, stop using Crest toothpaste. That also
has
pork.
Yeah.
Why?
Right. Yeah, we've drank that a long time ago. A certain kind of soap, too, like dial soap,
right.
Like dial soap,
right. Everything McDonald's, everything at McDonald's store got pork in it. They say everything they, all their food got pork in it. Everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's supposed to have been investigated before when it was put out like that. It's supposed to have been investigated before, and McDonald's supposed to have written something pertaining to that. They were disagreeing with it, you know. That's what was papers and all on your cell phone. You know how the news pops up and all. But it seems like it never did just clear it up clearly.
Right.
It never did just clear it up. No for anything.
Mm.
You heard it was even in the coffee.
I'm gonna tell you. But look here, I'm gonna tell you one reason why I stopped eating at McDonald's. One time they had the flood, so I worked at McDonald's, and you're only supposed to have the food out no more than 2 hours. If the food ain't out in 2 hours, then you trash it, you know. But they don't trash the food.
Mm-hmm.
They do not trash that food, and I see that. And what they do, they sometimes they're like somebody be feeding somebody off the table. They'll take them fries and stuff and put it right back together with the other one. They be dropping the food on the floor. I'm not lying. I work at McDonald's behind the huh?
Oh mercy!
Are you kidding?
Yes, I worked at McDonald's. I'm telling you. And then they'll drop the food on the floor, and they'll pick it up and they'll put it back. I see them do it. I said,
Have mercy. You just made me sick.
I don't need nothing to McDonald's.
And then sometimes that's why you
see
the food. It tastes gritty.
It tastes what?
You know, when you bite it, sometimes it'll taste gritty. That's because they done dropped it. And when they dropped it, the trash.
Karan, you really don't do it now. You make sure nobody don't even make those.
I'm just telling the truth. I mean, they know.
That's
they
right.
Know
we appreciate it. We
appreciate it.
Because
that's
I went into a restaurant and the woman was sweeping the floor. No, she wasn't sweeping. She was mopping the floor. And I'm standing there and I'm waiting for somebody else to come and serve me. And here she comes. She put the doggone mop down, took the gloves off, and here she comes. I said, who food you getting ready to fish? Because it sure ain't going to be
mine. And don't wash your hands.
And she sure didn't. So I asked her, I said, you know, what you need to do, go and wash your hands, because I observe you mopping that floor, which y'all shouldn't be doing, because one should clean the place and the other one should serve the food. That double duty stuff, I said, now, if I had some time, I would ask for a manager. I said, however, you need to wash your hands and put on some fresh gloves. And she looked at me like she was strange. So I said, okay, I'm going out this door here. I said, because you're not getting ready to serve me.
No, so really, the ones that clean up don't supposed to serve at all. All they do is the cleaning. That's all. They don't supposed
to do. That's right. That is just what I said. I said if I had a little time, because I was on the road, I was just picking up something. I said, but if I had time, I would ask for a supervisor and tell the supervisor, this is what you're supposed to tell your workers. And that helper sat over there and put that mop down, and she going to come to the counter. And I looked at, are you crazy? Because I know I'm not. You better go and wash your hand and put some gloves on. And no, I don't want anything. But just let me see you wash your hand and put some fresh gloves on. Oh, Lord, how much I've seen so many nasty things in the restaurants. I'm like, y'all really trying to turn me off. And they be people who look like us. But then they want to give you this surprise-like face. So, what are you telling me for? Well, you can have the food. And I have my money, and I'm going out the door with my money. So that's all right.
With your money.
I done lost my appetite. Okay, I'm leaving. Oh, Lord, I almost throw something at that woman. I said, I don't believe you back here. You
the audacity.
Mop down.
She had the audacity to come back there after putting the mop down, come back behind the counter to serve you some food.
Ain't it the truth? I said, oh, no. Mm-mm. You got the wrong sister, baby. You got the wrong one. Mm-hmm. Ooh, I said, oh, this is too much, too trifling. I'm looking around, there, but two or three people. Why somebody else can come to the counter? Why it had to be you?
There might have been shorthand. It might have been shorthanded, but still somebody else could
I'm going to tell you.
You know why I try not to eat out of any of them stores? I carry my bottle of water with me, basically, you know, try to get a good bottle of water. It's because there was, and I think they caught that person. They used to go around and pee in the coffee cup.
Oh my God.
We got some crazy.
I love that, dude. You cannot eat in those places. I'm telling you, they do.
No,
and
but
they
then
save
listen,
them
this
food.
Hey.
And let me tell you what they do too, because I worked in a truck stop restaurant. If you don't eat your food, what it was? Oh, that was in a nursing home. And they take the food and they put it up in the can and put it in the refrigerator and they feed it to the senior citizen. They do that. I'm telling you, people be that. It's a shame. They have no shame in it. They don't have no shame in it.
It don't seem like, but if I'm in a restaurant and if I'm eating and I don't want all of that food, I send it back. I find an ashtray or a cigarette butt, a whole lot of pepper or salt, so they can't serve that food to somebody else.
But let me tell you what a lady did. She had gloves on. And I was just watching her, you know. And then I think I was getting the donuts. So she had the gloves on. She went in the back. She did this with the gloves and washed the gloves. And then I want to get a donut. And she had the donuts, you know. And I said, I don't want that donut. And I said, because those are the same gloves you had on that you was cleaning with. You was touching everything with, you know, like that. So I told her I didn't want the glue. I let her put it in the bag and everything, and I refused it. I told her, I don't want that because I want to see what you're
going to make sure you're better than nobody else.
I didn't want it.
That's right. And they look so surprised when you check them. They act like we're not supposed to check them. I'm looking at you. I know you ain't trying to give me something after what I just saw.
And let me tell you what I had a lady do too. Look, because you know, and so you know, because I worked in these places because you know I had to make the money anyway. So I worked in another place, you know, and I cleaned the bathroom. So somebody goes in and I clean the bathroom. And do you know that the lady behind the one, like you go into these little truck stops or either go into different places and they be serving food behind the counter, you know, like that.
Mm-hmm.
Them people goes into the bathroom, use the bathroom, and don't wash their hands.
Don't wash their hands.
They come out and handle your food.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
They don't wash their hands. I see them. And I watch and see if they don't wash. They don't wash their hands.
They don't wash their hands. You're right. Because I look at shoes, and then I say, well, if I see them shoes at the counter, I'm going to holler right at them. She didn't wash her hands. You know, that's what I look at the shoes.
Ten after nine. Okay. But what we're gonna do, Sister Lala, we're gonna let you read us a little inspirational poem of some kind, and then close out for us if you don't mind.
Okay.
Hi, Jeff.
Yes. Let me see if I can find something here. Let's see. No, not that one. Okay, hold on. I'm finding something here. Okay. Who's below? You should tell me, Gene. There is no Islam without unity, no unity without leadership, and no leadership without obedience. Amen.
So you said there's no real Islam without those things.
That's right.
None.
Okay.
None.
Yeah, so should I close out?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Remember Allah, remember you.
That's right, absolutely. Thank you all for coming on, and thank you for participating. Inshallah, we'll meet again tomorrow night with the brothers. We can contribute some to them too if they will let us. Assalamu alaikum. Be safe.
Wa alaikum salam. You too.